I think in order to understand today's feast and the gospel we have to do some reconstruction. So who can tell me how the gospel of Luke starts out? Anyone know? Anyone remember? Not necessarily the birth of, but the announcement of. So the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," right? "And behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." And she asks, how can this be? And the angel says, "Because with God all things are possible. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth is pregnant with a child 6 months, she who is thought to be barren." And what does Mary do right after that? She goes to Elizabeth and helps her, and she stays, we hear, 3 months. Okay, so we know enough about babies that it takes about 9 months, right? So Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant, and 3 more months. What happened? Do you think Mary stayed for the birth of John the Baptist? I think so, and even though it's kind of awkwardly put, Luke wants to say Mary stayed there for 3 months. But why do we celebrate, anyone remember when we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation? Anyone? March 25th is normal. This year, anyone remember when we celebrated it? April 9th. Anyway, it's one of those weird things because we want to celebrate it so much so that because it fell in Holy Week, I think, if I remember right, it was Palm Sunday, we move it to the next free day, which the next free day happened to be April 9th this year. So how long do you think it took Mary to walk to Ein Kerem, is where Elizabeth lived? It's just west of Jerusalem, about 8 miles, 10 miles. Nazareth is about 40 miles. If you walk that way, walk that far, how long would it take you? Well, a couple days. 40 miles, that's a couple days, right? So why do we celebrate now, on May 31st, the visitation? Anyone wonder that? I'm finding myself wondering that too. I think the church in their wisdom knows that this way we don't have to move the feast anywhere, right? Because May 31st is never going to fall in Holy Week. It's never going to fall in Easter Week. And it's an important reminder. So what does this feast remind us of? When the angel told Mary that Elizabeth, her kinswoman, was pregnant, do you think Mary was just, that doesn't bother me? Why do you think Mary stayed for 3 months? You already said it, Ella, right? Why did she go? To help. Why else do you think she went? We hear a little bit about it in the gospel reading. Who is Elizabeth carrying in her womb? John the Baptist. And who's John the Baptist? Jesus' cousin. And what is God's plan for John the Baptist? What is he going to do in his life? To get the people ready for Jesus. And so do you think Mary, in her mind, would have said, Elizabeth's son is going to prepare the way for Jesus, my son, and so maybe I should tell her that he's not going to have to wait too long. Do you think that might be possible? You see, from that first moment when Mary said yes, that she would become the mother of God, when the Holy Spirit came upon her, she was already carrying Jesus with her. And so Mary wanted to go to Elizabeth to tell Elizabeth, he's here. Do you find that kind of cool? And John the Baptist recognizes Jesus. Jesus probably was only about 2 weeks, tops, in the womb of his mother. And John the Baptist recognizes Jesus even though he's in his own mother's womb. That gets me thinking. Do we recognize Jesus when he comes to us? Do we recognize Jesus when he comes to us? Sometimes he comes to us just as hidden as he did in the womb of his mother. How does Jesus come to us this day? I'm thinking one particular way, one way that our second graders should be very familiar with, since this year they got to receive him in that way. Anyone know? Communion, in the Eucharist, Jesus comes to us, right? How else would Jesus come to us? How else should we recognize Jesus is coming to us? In prayer, very good. Adoration, very good. Coming to Mass, very good. Just participating in Mass, not only receiving the Eucharist, but even just being here. So for our kindergartners or first graders, to be here in the presence of Jesus at Mass. Religion class, learning about him. Anyone else? I can name at least two more. Communion we already named. How about when we read Scripture? St. Jerome, who lived a long time ago, said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. So Jesus comes to us in Scripture. One more. Adoration was already named. Thank you. Anyone else? How did Jesus come to Elizabeth? Anyone? Through Mary, right? How about through the saints? How about through the holy people that God puts in our lives, even if they're not saints, not canonized saints, right? The holy men and women that fill our lives. That's how Jesus comes to us. And sometimes he's just as hidden. Do you think Elizabeth understood how much God loved her when Mary came to her? I think so. And I think that when we participate in all these things, when we see Jesus in all these things, and even if we don't see him, to understand this is God's way of loving us. But one more thing. Today we hear this, and I thought about this. How many have seen, I'm trying to think of the formal name, it's kind of like a living nativity. I think it's the Christmas story. It came out about 5 years ago, or maybe longer than that. Anyone see it? It's a live-action movie with Mary and Joseph, and they're going. It's a really, but do you remember how that ends? And I thought it was the most fitting ending of a movie I have ever seen. As they're escaping into Egypt, they have the person who played Mary read this Magnificat, the last verses of today's gospel passage. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with kindness on his lowly servant. All generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. You notice what Mary does? Mary's carrying Jesus in her womb at that moment. And where is her focus? Is it on her? Where is her focus? Not while she's serving Elizabeth, but why Elizabeth? She's having a baby, but my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Look what God has done. I think that's why Mary could see Jesus everywhere she looked, because she understood God. Now here we are in the last day of school. We know this last year we've seen Jesus in so many ways, and so many of our friends and classmates and teachers. And we know perhaps too we're going, hopefully going to see Jesus this summer in lots of ways and lots of fun things that you're going to do. But perhaps we need to be more like Mary and keep our focus on God. And let's join with her. Again, there's no better way to end and to begin than to say, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and to proclaim him every moment of our lives, and to realize that we might be taking Jesus to someone just like Mary did.